Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shir. This is the sixth shir in this beautiful topic of Bal Yachil. And we've already seen the flaws, rabos, gedolos, vatsumos, mitovas, Hashem. Loving it, Rabbi Yisrael. Just loving it, Baruch Hashem. We are very, very fortunate. We're learning this together. I thank you for joining me. And we will continue with the yesod that we saw, which is that the way a neder is chal is that first there has to be a schaivus, and memela there's a chalais neder. It has to begin with a schaivus. That's the basic yesod advar. Okay, again, this is the sixth shir. Obviously, we said a lot more than that. That's the Yesod HaDvarim that we need going forward, as they say today. People saying that a lot. Going forward. So let's go forward. Now we can understand the Sugya 16b, where it talks about Noider u'nishba levatalus ha-mitzveh. When a person makes a neder or a shvua to be mevatal ha-mitzveh, we see in the Gemara that from what it says, Ish ki yidor neder l'Hashem, we learn that nedarim are chal and it's vow mitzvah. Ein sham sugis ha-gemara. The Hemshech ha-sugi, the Gemara explains nedarim are different. They're chal and etvar mitzvah, and shvuas are not chal and etvar mitzvah. Because when a person says shvua shelo eishek basuke, when a person makes a shvua that he's not going to sit in a sukkah, so, in that case, his shavua is against the mitzvah. And we don't allow for that. That's a no-no. Your shavua is not allowed to be against the mitzvah. Your mushba va'omid mehar Sinai. So when a person says, a shavua, and I'm not sitting in a sukkah, you say to him, good try, buddy, but it ain't happening. That's the first thing we have to know about Shavua. But Neder is different. Because when it comes to a Neder, it's an Isser Chefze. These Asis, not the mitzvahs are incumbent upon him, and therefore he doesn't have the right, he doesn't have the power to Asser a mitzvah. But Sukkah is not Assering the mitzvah, he's Assering the Chefze of the Sukkah. And that is not his chiyuv yeshiva besukkah. And the iser is chal on the yeshiva besukkah, and like the Rishonim say, v'ein machilim ladim davra asr. We don't give a person something that's asr for him. So for this guy, yeshiva sukkah is asr. Because there's an iser on the cheftz of the sukkah. And memela, the neder is chal. Mashen came when we talk about shavua. He's not going to sit in his sukkah. No, he already has a chiyuv to sit in his sukkah. It could be nishba till he's red in the face. It's arvit nisht. Doesn't work. Good. So that's the tamsis ha-dvarim. Shama be-mesechet nidarim. Adav tet zayin amud bet. The difficulty is, that's true. We don't need a ribui. What it says, Lashem. We learn from the extra word, Lashem, that a neder on yeshiva sukkah works. You can make a neder on a sukkah that you're not going to sit in a sukkah. Gemara derives that from Lashem. What do you need to come out to Lashem for? I have a much better idea. Just say, Pashut, that by a neder, you're not making a neder to be mevatel the mitzvah. And therefore it's chal, like all other nedarim. So what do you need to come onto the Lashem for? Maishna neder dechsiv ish ki yidol neder Lashem lo yechel dvaro. So we darshan Lashem that even if it's a neder Lashem, even if it's going to come out a bit of mitzvah Hashem, it's still cool. And a shavua now, Gemara asks, what says Yishav HaShua? And the Gemara answers, Because if he says Hana Sukkah Alai, he's Asr Chepza. And Nishba is when he's answering himself, and that's not going to work because he can't be mafkia the mitzvah of Sukkah in the Torah. So the Gemara learns it from a pasuk. What do you have to come onto a pasuk for? Just say Pashat and Neder is then directly on the mitzvah. But based on what we said, we understand very well. Umishum, Omer Rabbeinu, as we speak, he's smiling at me. Only because I have a picture in my study where this shir is being delivered of Moreno Rabbeinu. So he smiles at me a lot, Baruch Hashem. Umishum, Dehen omnam sha'neder ha'oser et yishivat ha'sukah eino neged ha'mitzvah. Aval kedei she'achul ha'isur ba'al kolchenu gam ken lehitchayvut mechayevet alav she'yekeyem hu et isur yishivat ha'sukah v'lo yeshev ba. Shizehu ken neged heyoto mechuyav b'yishivat sukkah. But yeah, it's true that a neder that asers sitting in a sukkah is not against the mitzvah, because he's asking the cheftz of the sukkah and not the mitzvah itself, not his kiyum mitzvah. But in order that the isur should be chal, we need a hischayvus nichayeves. Gam ba'al kolchenu gam ken. אבל כדי שיכול האיסור בעל כוח גם כן להתחייבות מחייבת עליו. We need a schaivus that's mechayiv him, that's going to be mekayim, the isur of yeshiva sukkah, and he's not going to sit in it. And that is against what's mechuyiv, the yeshiva sukkah. In other words, the etzem neder isn't against his mitzvah of sukkah, because he's just asering the cheftz of the sukkah. But there's no, his chayvus not to be mekayim the mitzvah. But what has to precede that chalois neder is a hischayvus that he's going to be mekayim the issur yeshiva sukkah, and he's not going to sit in it. Because again, the way a neder works is that it starts out with a hischayvus. It's mechayvim. So he starts out being mechuyiv not to sit in the sukkah. Oh! So that's against the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. And by Shavua, ukebeshvua, the mehaytaim eloi chayla levatel es hamitzvah. For that reason, Shavua is not chal, so why should the neder be chal? V'lachein ba'al kolcheinu leribui mikro de l'ashem. And therefore, you need to come on to the chidush from the pasuk of l'ashem, the alfinon minei, that we learn from it, that she'acharei she'yisod ha'neder u'la'ashvuyei isur שזה אינו נגד המצווה, הרי דיבור על איסור זה, דיבור מחייב הוא, מאלפוס הדקרו. We need a chiddush from the pasuk of Lashem. Ki yidur neder, ish ki yidur neder l'ashem, lo yachel dvaro, and we darshan that even when the neder is mevatel mitzvah Hashem, nevertheless, it's chal. And from this we learn, since the yisayid of the neder is to create an iser that is not against the mitzvah, so a dibur on this iser is a dibur mechayev from the limud from the pasuk, and the hischayvus of the neder is also chal. That's the only way the neder itself is chal, because the hischayvus is chal. So again, to explain. That, what is the yisod of the neder? The yisod of the neder is the aser chefza. Since the yisod of the neder, which is asering the chefza of the sukkah, not the kiyum mitzvah, the yisod of the neder is not neged mitzvah, it's not against the mitzvah. So dibur al isur, ze, speaking about this iser, meaning making the neder, and this iser, is mechayev from alima from the pasuk. And Memela the Eschaivus is also Chal. So you need a special pasuk to tell you that despite the fact that self calls self, there has to be Eschaivus for a neder, and here the Eschaivus of the neder is that he's not going to sit in the sukkah, and that is against the Torah. So why is it different than Shavuah? That it's not Chal by Shavuah if he says not going to sit in the sukkah. Why the neder is it Chal? So the Yalfusa is telling you, the Limud is telling you, that since the Yisod of the neder is an Isser Chefza, Memela, even though at the end of the day he's not going to be sitting in the sukkah, there's a Yischaivus not to sit in the sukkah, but since the Dibur of the actual neder is on the Chefza, Memela, the neder is Chal together with the Yischaivus not to sit in the sukkah. That's what you learn from the extra Lashem, that even if it's Lashem, even if it's against the mitzvah, it's still Chal. That's what the Limud is telling you, that since the neder is not directly against the mitzvah, the neder is fundamentally saying that you cannot, that the chefts of the sukkah is going to be usher, the melegam this schaivus, that you're not going to be mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah, is also chal, and the mele the neder is chal, and that's why you need the alfusa. Gevaldik, again, this stems very nicely, mit unzer yisoid. Now, we go further to an avne miluim and simen ayin beis and sif koton beis, talking about the Gemara in Meseches Nedarim in the second parak, that be'oiser hanos hashmishoy al ishtoy loichayil haneder she'adam she'oser hanaat tashmisho. The guy says that his wife is not allowed to be nene from having tashmish with him. If a man says that his wife is not allowed to be nene from having tashmish with him, loy chayil haneder. Why not? So what's pshat in the Gemara? Why not? Mishum shu levatel es hamitzvah. So pshat is it's mevatel the mitzvah. Sharei kan omer avne miluim ha'isur hu alav be'ot shu atzmo mechuyav b'davar. Ve'avalei kishua levatel et hamitzvah she'ina chala. The Yisr is on him. And he's mechuyev bedavar. So this is like a shvua levatel es hamitzvah she'ena chala. Ha'in sham avne milum, ma shekosev b'sham barichus, harav ha-magia midivrei rashba b'sugye, v'kach kosev ha-machne Ephraim v'nedorim b'simen alef, shebechai gavne havalei kishvua she'ena chala. So when a man asers, makes a neder asering tashmish, hanos tashmish on his wife, it's not chal, because it's a neder levatel es hamitzvah. He has a mitzvah of tashmish, and here the neder, it's still like a shvur. Make a shvur to be mevatel a mitzvah, it's not chal. Here he's making a neder, that's mevatel a mitzvah. Why is he making the neder mevatel a mitzvah? Because she can't have tashmish with him. Because he asked her to nos tashmish on her. So that's a neder levatel a mitzvah. He has a mitzvah, he's meshuvah to his wife to have tashmish. In the chedushim of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Hagoyin Reb Shimon, Benedarim b'simen yud, he writes, she'ein zeh inyan l'shvua she'ina al ha'chefetz shel gufo el al atzmo, aval isur ha'tashmish shu al ha'chefetz shel gufo chefetz zeh inom mechuyav b'mitzvah. Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Rabbi Shimon me'arer al hanacha zo, al kushya zo. He says that it's nothing to do with the shvua. Here, it's on the chefetz. His neder is on the chefetz of his guf. The iser tashmish is on the chefetz of his guf. And this chefetz is not mechuyev in the mitzvah. He's mechuyev in the mitzvah, not the chefetz of his guf. A shvu'eh he makes on himself. See, if you make a shvu'eh on yourself, you're not going to kind of mitzvah, doesn't work. But here, he's not making a neder on himself not to be mekayim a mitzvah. He's making on his guf. He's asking the chefetz of the guf. The chefetz of the guf is not chayiv in a mitzvah. He's mechuyiv in the mitzvah. He's not the chefetz of his guf. And therefore, the neder is chal, like it's chal in a chefetz. So, he doesn't like the avnei milum shot in the Gemara. It's not because it's not. It's not. can't say the reason it's not chal is because it's a shavua levatel as a mitzvah. Because he's mechuyev in the mitzvah, ma pitom. He's the neder is on the cheftz of the goof. And the cheftz of the goof is in mechuyev in the mitzvah. He's mechuyev in the mitzvah. And he's making the neder on the cheftz of the goof. Sure, it should be chal. L'choira, Reb Shimon is gerecht. Reb Shimon is correct. So we want to understand Yavne Miluim. So Ayin Sham Ba'avne Miluim, who says that now the Avne Miluim says that his words are only the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam holds that the Nadir is over Ba'al Yira, as we learned in the previous shir, that Ba'al Yira, Ba'al Yachel, that if Reuven says Shimon's not allowed to get hana from him, and then Reuven gives Shimon this hana, he's not allowed to get hana from his nechassim, he gives him nechassim for hana, so the Meidir Shimon Reuven is over on Bal Yachel. She'az havalei oyser es atzmoi bedabal shu chayev. Since the Meidir is over on Bal Yachel, the Meila, when someone asers hana as tash mishal ishto, the nether isn't chal, because he's assering himself in something he's chayiv in. Because he's got a Baal Yachel problem, if he doesn't give her anas tashmish, and he's assering himself in that, in giving her tashmish, so in giving her anah of tashmish. So Memeila, according to the Rambam, says the Avnei Miluim, if someone assers anas tashmish alishto, the neder is not going to be chal. Because then he's answering himself, because the Baal Yachel is on the Meidir, and he's answering himself in something he's chayiv in. But according to the Ran, that the Mudar is over, that if somebody's Meidir Hana from his friend, the Mudar is over, the Reuven Asu Shimon, it's Shimon who's over, the Mudar has no mitzvah. The Shapir Ne'esar Gufo Al Ishto. She has no mitzvah sayna. And Memela, he can answer his goof and his wife. He's not against the mitzvah, because the mudra has no mitzvah. So the mudra has a bal yachel, but not a mitzvah. So Memela, the neder is chal. So that's the Avnei Miluim Ayin Sham, if I read him correctly. L'chayra, dvorav matmim. Very hard to understand this Avnei Miluim. Sharei vaday u'barur, כפי שכבר דיברנו באחד מהשיעורים הקודמים, שגם לדעת הרמב״ם, even according to the Rambam, of course, it's an Isser on the Mudar also, it's not only Isser on the Meidir. The only מחלוקת רן הרמב״ם is who gets the Baal Yachel. אבל בוודאי, there's an Isser on the Mudar as well according to the Rambam. Why according to the Rambam is... למה לדעת הרמב״ם לא יחול האיסור עליה וממילא תהיה אסורה בתשמיש? וכמו שכתב אבני מילואים לדעת הרם. According to the Rambam, why isn't the Isser chal on her? And ממילא she's going to be Isser בתשמיש. Since she has an Isser as well to get the hana of his tashmish, Memela, it should be chal, because the neder should be chal, because it's not against the mitzvah. Because for her, it's just an isser. It's not against the mitzvah, it's just an isser. And Memela shall be aser b'tashmish, as the Rav Nemilun read in the Ran, understood the Ran, said Ladas Haran. So Maishna Shitas HaRambam, Mishitas HaRam. According to both of them, the Nedr should be Chal. He said it's on the Nedr's only Chal. He said the Nedr's only not Chal. According to the Rambam, who holds that the Baal Yachel is on the Meidir, Ma pitam? According to both of them, there's an isser on the mudar. And memela, this mudar, the menadu shibicha mitzah the mudar mitzah the isha. Because the mudar ain't mitzvah, and therefore the his guf should become master to his wife. So maishna shitsarama mishitsaram, that it was machalik. According to the Rambam, the neder is not chal. According to the Rambam, the neder is chal. By a mashma mizeh, the pshita le'avne miluim. Pshita le'avne miluim, kanal. She'ein chal yisur al achefetz, elim kein chal gam etchayvut al anuteh. So again, we have to revert back to our original yisod. And that is that there's no iser on the chayfetz unless there's a hischayvus of the neidel. Shekanit ba'er, hu abal yachel shel ha-meidir, l'dasa al shitas haramba. Kevan shekan lo techul alav itchayvut, kevan shemushba ve'omedu, harei gam hamudar lo yasir. There has to be a hischayvus of the neider, not to be over. Not to be over on the Baal Yachel. And here, the neider, the meider, the husband, can't be mischayev, because he's mushba v'yoymet. So he can't be mischayev, since he's mushba v'yoymet. And since he can't be mischayev, the neider is in chal. Because the neder can only be chal after his chayvus. But here there is no chayvus because he's mushba v'yomi, the husband's mushba v'yomi. And the male of the mudar, the isha, is also not going to be also. V'im ken erei mei taimen ami eno enyan l'mashik sha agoin Reb Shimon. And therefore this also is not related to what Reb Shimon has. Reb Shimon has that the iser is on the chepti shel gufo, and the chiyuv is on he himself. That was what we saw Reb Shimon asked on the Avne Miluim. No. Sherei kanitber mechamat I chalut hachiyuv al atzmo hu delo chal aneder. Delo mechamat ma sheino chal al gufo. Because we explained that because of the lack of chalos chiyuv on himself, the neder is in chal, and not because it's not chal al gufa. It's because it's not chal, according to what we're saying now, it's because the neder is not chal on him, because he can't have his chayvus. What's his chayvus? His chayvus is that she is not going to have hana from his guf in tashmish, but he can't take upon himself such a chayvus, because it's against the mitzvah. So since there's no chalos chiyuv on himself, mimela the neder isn't chal. So Reb Shimon said, the neder is al gufo and the mitzvah is on himself. Yeah, but that doesn't matter. As far as, because we're, the way we're explaining it is that he can't have his chayv is not to have, that she's not going to be an enemy gufo, because he has a mitzvah. And since there's no ischaivus, there's no neder. And this is discussed by Moreno Hagoin, Abel Povarsky, in his Shiurim, the beginning of Nidorim, Ayin Sham, where he says, it's always good to look where Beryl's Chidushim are Hafle Vefele, one of the Ziknei Gedolei Rosh Yeshivas Shevador, Mamish, I think him, and Rav Gershon, and Baruch Mordechai Zrachi, they're all over 90. Rav Edelstein's almost 100. And Rav Beryl and Rav Zrachi are about 91, 92. So we just asked the Rav Onishlam, they should all have long lives and keep going, keep teaching. All three of them are very active, still teaching, giving shiurim. Incredible. I heard that Rav Gershon, when his man finishes, he just continues on. Wherever the yeshiva left off, the Masechta and Panovich, he just continues giving shiurim wherever the yeshiva is holding. He's like 98 years old. But according to what we're saying now, if what we're saying is true, then in any neder levatel as a mitzvah, even when the neder is on a chefetz that's outside of his body, why don't we say that since he's mushpa v'yomet, the yischaivus isn't chal, and memela the neder isn't chal? So we should say that now about every neder levatel as hamitzvah, even if it's on a chefetz. He makes a neder that he's not going to be neder from a chefetz of a mitzvah that's outside of his body. We should say that since he's mushpa v'omet to do this mitzvah, memela the yischaivus isn't chal and the neder is not chal. So what do we have to say? We have to say is that as we learn from the pasuk of Lashem, like we saw before. But the fact that the yischaivus is not chal is not ma'akev. Adarabah, the neder, that's what the pasuk teaches us. The neder is chal and memela the yischaivus is also chal. The neder is chal because he's making a neder on a cheftza, and memela the yischaivus not to be mekayim the mitzvah is also chal. And if so, we have to say that the Avnei Milum cannot be referring to the Yischaivus ala Meidir that's not Chal. It can't be with the Avnei Milum. We wanted to suggest that what the Avnei Milum meant is that there's no Yischaivus on the Meidir. The Yischaivus on the Meidir isn't Chal. That's why we explain, according to the Rambam, Ba'aser Hanos Tashmishayal Al Ishtoi, the nether is in Chal. Why isn't the nether Chal? Because the Ischaivus is in Chal. But no, we have a pasuk that the nether is Chal, and the male of the Ischaivus is also Chal. So what then does the Avnei Miluim mean? The Avnei Miluim means what he says, what he says Kipshuta. And that is that the Isser is on the Chefza. And Mishum Shu Levatel as HaMitzvah, Sherekan Isser Wa Olav, Oichu Batsim Mukhubidav. Now, here the Isser is on the Chefza of his body, and his body is Chayv in the Mitzvah. So, since the Isser of Tashmish is on the Chefza of his body, and the cheft of his body is chayv in the mitzvah, memela, it's not chal, just like a shvur. Right? That's how we originally explained the Avnei Miluim. But then, hadar tamua, then kim tzarik, the kasha of the of Reb Shimon, that ma kesha, the cheft of his body, he's asering, but he himself, not the cheftz of his body, he himself, we call it his soul, his essence, is what's chayv, is who is chayv in the mitzvah. So you can't say that the iser neder is the iser neder is against the mitzvah. It's not. The iser neder is on the body, and the mitzvah is on him. The iser neder is al gufay, and the mitzvah is ba'atzmai. So you can't say that the neder is going on directly on the mitzvah. No. The neder is in the cheft of his body. And the mitzvah is on him. So why shouldn't the neder be chal? And also, like we said before, now there's no difference between the Rambam and the Ran. Because even according to the Rambam, there is an isser on the mudar as well. So the isser should be chal on the isha. And the Mela, she's going to be Asura B'Tashmish. Like the Avnei Miluim wrote according to the Ran. So what we wanted to say was that it's Pshit related to the Avnei Miluim, that there's no Isra on the Chayfetz unless there's a Yischaivus on the Neider. And as we saw in the Rambam in the previous Shir, we saw Mefurish in the Rambam in numerous places, or Kemat Mefurish, that The Eschaibus of the Neder is the Baal Yachal of the Meder. When the Meder makes this Neder, so he's Meschaiv not to be over on Baal Yachal. So then we wanted to say Pshat, but since there's going to be no Eschaibus, because he's Mushpa Ve'omed, the Meder of the Neder is not Chal at all. And now we prove that's not true. And that the Pshat and the Avnei Milum can't be that way. Because then in every neder levatel es hamitzvah, even if it's on a chayvet shemichutz legufa, since he's mushba ve'oymed, the ischayvus shouldn't be chal. And since there's no ischayvus, so then the neder won't be chal. So it must be, like we said, that we learn from the pasuk now like that. That the ischayvus isn't chal is not ma'akev. But adarabba, we learn from the pasuk that the neder is chal and the ischayvus is chal. So what then did the Avnei Miluim mean? The Avnei Miluim meant was that there's an Isser on the Cheftza Shel Atzmai. He's answering himself, and he himself has a mitzvah. But then we have again the Kash of Reb Shimon. And then there's no difference between the Rambam and the Ran, because according to both of them, the Neder should be Chal. And the Mudar. Because the Mudar should be Oiver, because the Mudar ain't a love mitzvah. And there's just an Isser. And his Guf should be Asr al Ishto. So this is Mamish Shapile Plos of a Mahalach. And we still have a Welt more to say, sweet friends. So please just stay tuned. And believe me, there we'll hopefully continue this incredible journey. And we will see more and more neflos. B'li neder, we're going to see more and more neflos. Mitairas Hashem, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.